something that needs to be interrupted, I'm not explaining well enough, then I would like you to go ahead and ask and everything. We'll try to explain that. TCA 782-401 and TCA 68-221-1010, they're both basically the same thing. It says the new law in red, less all grants, capital contributions, and expenses. I think we'll the slide show a little later about the less grants and everything.
Yeah, we're going to cover that again.
If you have a negative in your water and sewer for 2 years, you call in front of the Water and Wastewater Board. And if anybody, when we get done, wants a printout of any of this, we'll be glad to print it out for you to carry it home and then come back and ask questions later also. Has everybody had a chance to look over that? Can't see it or anything, then I'll be glad to go back and read what it says real quick. Anybody? What is net position? Revenue minus expenses to maintain and operate the water and wastewater plant. This excludes major purchases. It's pumps, it's big items. A lot of people want to bring up about how much Rutherford charges for their water and sewer. How much Trenton charges for their water and sewer. If you compare us to, even though you compare us to other towns, it's really hard to do. We have a mechanical system. We don't have a lagoon. It does take more to operate that mechanical system. I did not believe that. I wish we could put a lagoon in. We're too far away from the Fork of Deer River. We talked to the engineer this afternoon. Talking about $4 million to pipe to get to the closest place that we can pump to a lagoon system. It does include depreciation. It now excludes grant revenue. This is the change in the new law that has caused us to go backwards. We are trying to operate the city to make sure we have the safest drinking water possible. We feel like it's our responsibility to make sure that our water, you can go to the town and drink it, and it's as good as bottled water that you would buy anywhere you buy. We have proven that for a couple of years in some of these state tests that we went through. Randy's gotten best tasting water. They test it for chemicals, they test it for iron, they test it for everything. We actually have a citizen that lives in town that lives on Poplar Street that tests his water every day because he has to. If there's any change in his water, then he picks up the phone and he'll call Randy or he'll call me or Nathan or whoever. You know, so, I mean, that just shows how good it actually is because he never has to call us. let's go on to the next. Our projected 2017-18 budget. You'll see on the old rates, total water and sewer expense $763,443.98. Now we're talking about water and sewer. We're not talking about police. We're not talking about fire. We're not talking about anything else. That's the only thing we're talking about here. The $664,621 is where we're at today. That's how much money we bring in today. With the new rates, with the new rate increase, the $763,443 is the expense side. Total water and sewer revenue, $758,123.17, which is still a deficit, which means that we still have not cleared that mountain yet. We're still $5,320 and 81 cents difference. Negative. Now then, this is a budgeted amount. So we never spend everything that's in our budget. So we think that we're going to be under that when we finish this year up. The law says we can't make a profit off water and sewer. That $5,320 shows that we're not making a profit. Is the water department broke? No, not even close. We've got nearly $700,000 in our water and sewer account, in cash. And I don't like it. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen. Our state legislators have decided that we need to put more money back. That $700,000 is going to go up $100,000 every year. We don't like it. There's nothing we can do about it. Is it because of spending? Yeah, part of it is. We went 20 years of not fixing water tanks, of not replacing water meters. Water meters had lead in them. 2017 law, you're changing that out. We was proactive. We got it done. It was going to cost us about $185,000 to stick those meters in the ground just like the ones we had. Instead, we spent $285,000 or $86,000 to put in new digital meters to where we could read those meters in three and a half hours, and it takes 5 days off the street department to where they're not bending over. And not only did it help us in those ways, it helped as far as them bending over, picking up water meters, bending back down, putting the lid back on, insurance-wise. It helped us in a whole lot of different ways than what it actually is just seen by eye.
Wear and tear on
leaks.
Yeah, leaks. That's another good thing. We ride by your house every Monday, Randy does. If Randy's not here, Willie or Tyler or somebody rides by your house with a computer, and we see that your rate of water has been used 2,000 gallons more than what you used last month. And it's only been 2 weeks into it. We pick up the phone, we call you, and we say, hey, you know, something's wrong. That keeps you from having a higher bill. It keeps water loss down on the city side, because water loss is part of all of this. It hits our bottom line. The state requires us to keep it under a certain amount. What are the new water rates? Base rate's going to be 18.10. It's 34 cents. This is just added on. This is not 34 cents added on to your bill. It goes from 27 to 34, and it goes from 1440 to 18.10 on your base rate. Your sewer rate is going to be from 10.25 to 10.50. With your per 100 gallon, it's going to be 41 cents, and it was 39 cents. So in your 100-gallon mark, it's not a huge increase. Like I said, it's not enough to cover, but we're going to make it work. Average water bill for a person using 2,000 gallons is going to be $57.53. That includes garbage. So it's actually going to be $46.03 for your water bill, at least what it comes out to be. I was talking to a guy yesterday, actually, that lives out in the county. His water bill, and he gets water, no sewer, no garbage. His water bill's $55. He has three people in his house. He has no sewer, and he has no garbage pickup. Garbage rates out in the county is $90 for every 3 months. I spent around Ryan, Nathan, some of these guys have been around me when this happened. I spent around 15 hours in the past couple of weeks with the comptroller's office, the comptroller's attorneys, and few other people. They understand what I'm saying. And when I tell them my reasoning behind it, they look at me and they say, well, it's a county, government accounting. Well, that's great. I'm glad it is. It still doesn't make sense to me. And I still don't like it. And I'm still not going to stop working on this problem. On the last page, you tell me that garbage is not changing. There is no difference in garbage. Utilities must be self-sufficient. These are laws that you can look up. TCA 734-114. Basically says the governing body of a municipality shall prescribe and collect rates, fees, or charges so that public works shall be always remain self-supporting. The rates, fees, or changes prescribed shall be such as will produce revenue at least sufficient to, number one, pay all bonds and interest-owned bonds, provide for all expenses of operation and maintenance of such public works, including reserves for the expenses and maintenance. Part of that law right here, and I want to explain this, and I may get off track a little bit. If I do, Nathan's going to help me. You can't transfer money in or out between water bill money, general fund money, and state street aid money. It is against the law. Used to, you could use your general fund to help your water and sewer fund if you was in that good a shape. Obviously, we're not. Now the law says you can't do that, period. A ratepayer is different than a taxpayer. A ratepayer is somebody that may rent a house in the city of Dyer, but pays a water bill. A taxpayer lives in the city of Dyer in the house that they own and pays the water bill. So they're a taxpayer and a ratepayer, and it's a big difference. You must use funds to support plant operation and maintenance and establish cash reserves. Yes, it is against the law to profit, to make a large profit. That's why I go back to saying, and me and Nathan argue about this all the time, and I lose because I try to use the common sense approach, but he has to use the accounting approach. He has no choice.
You're saying I don't have any common sense.
No, I didn't say that.
Just different sense.
The way I feel about it is a grant is paid for by the taxpayer. That is the first, that is where the money came from. So whether it comes from the federal government to the state, from the state to the cities, or whether it comes straight from the state to the cities, to me it doesn't make any difference. It's revenue. When you spend it, it's an expenditure, which should equal out. With the new law, you can't count it as revenue. You have to count it as an expenditure, though, and then it doesn't equal out, and then everything flips upside down, and then it shows a negative change in position, net position. These are the three main funds, as I just stated, general fund, state street aid fund, and water and sewer fund. We have about 19 different accounts that money comes flying different directions and everything. It all has to be accounted for in different directions. We are audited on this twice a year. We have a pre-audit, then we have a major audit. Those audit cost us a lot of money to do. It's all separated out between the water fund, the general fund. It's required to by law. Can't spend tax money on water department. Strictly against the law. Can't take tax money to spend on the water department. Can't spend water money on things like parks, police, fire, roads, sidewalks, etc. I personally am not going to jail for doing this, but I also disagree with this. So, it doesn't matter what I think. I can go out and buy a new fire truck and give $300,000 for a fire truck and pay cash for it. That does not affect our water department. Water and sewer does not affect it at all. If I go out and buy a backhoe, it does. Because that backhoe is used for digging up sewer lines. It's used for, so 95% of the uses for a backhoe is used for water and sewer. Digging up roads, whatever. Digging the sewer lines, the water lines, changing out meters. The other 5% we use is for picking up limbs. But I think we've kind of got that kind of straightened out a little bit. State regulations impact small cities more than they do other cities. Fewer subscribers to pay large fixed costs. And I tried to explain that to our state legislators, tried to explain it to the attorneys. We have, Rutherford has 500 and something subscribers. We have 1,011 maybe, or somewhere close. Doesn't matter if we pump 1,000 gallons or 1,000,000 gallons a day. The cost remains the same. It costs for electricity, it costs for gas, it costs for chemicals, it costs for whatever. Now, we're not going to pump 1,000,000 gallons if we don't need 1,000,000 gallons. We're not going to filter 1,000,000 gallons if we don't need 1,000,000 gallons. The state did used to provide an exemption. That exemption was for towns 15,000 or less. It's not anymore. They took it out. As it says at the bottom, it says this may be good accounting, but it's hard on small cities. We spend on things that we need in the water and sewer department. And I'm going to tell you, it's something to take care of a mechanical plant. We had a screw pump, just as an example. Some of these members have been here, some of them were not. We had a screw pump at the wastewater plant. It cost us a fortune, an absolute fortune, to operate that thing. Every time we turned around, it was either this one broke or that one broke, this one broke or that one broke. Every couple of months, it was broke. So Willie got out there and he put his head together on some of this stuff. And he come to me in 2013 and he says, Chris, he said, why don't we go to a, what's it called?
Submersible
pump. He's told me that 13 times and I still can't remember. A submersible pump. And keep away from using those screw pumps any more than we have to. I said, what's that going to do for me? He said, well, it's going to stop you from spending all this money on these bearings and gearboxes and everything on these screw pumps. It's costing us $15,000 every time we turn around to get them fixed. How much is it going to cost me? He said, well, I don't know. $20,000, $25,000. Well, you put the math together and everything. By the time we got done, I think it cost us $14,000 or $15,000. We got that done. We have not had a problem, I don't think. I've not had one problem since we've done it in late 2013, which saved the city quite a bit of money. Things we've done to try and help. We've cut expenses by finding new ways to do things. Valve solids, new sewer aerators, screw pumps replaced, as I was just saying, we changed them to the submersible pump. The biosolid program, it was costing us around $40,000 a year to take feces, put them in a dumpster, and haul them, Parker Brothers haul them off. It cost us $10,000 for somebody to come out there and scrape it out and dump it. So, when you add all that together, we stayed back for a couple of years and tried not to spend no more money than we had to, and we bought a skid steer. We bought that skid steer, that way we wasn't paying the $10,000 a year, and we used the $40,000 that we were saving to go ahead, and we wrote a check for it. We did not borrow the money. We have not borrowed a single dime. We have used our own cash that has come in to do every bit of this.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for. So we did that, and today we're saving $35,000 to $40,000 a year, depending on situations, how much water comes through, how much rain we get, and everything. So that's where we're at now. Those aerators, they're more energy efficient. They work better. You know, we've had great success with them. Yeah, we had a few downfalls. One of them broke, and Randy says, look, it's going to cost a fortune. Willie broke his back, and he was out of work for, I don't know, several weeks. Randy says, we can fix that. I said, well, how much is it going to cost for us to get it fixed? They started quoting us prices and everything. Randy says, hey, we'll do it. So we went out and we took care of it ourselves to keep from having to spend that money. Randy, I think it took him 3 days once he got on it, tore it down, took all the gears out of it, made sure everything was correct. Me and Randy went to Union City to a park, to a bearing place. Said, look, can you order this or do you have it? They said, no, we don't have it. They ordered it from somewhere off, way off somewhere, Michigan or somewhere. And they shipped it to us. By the time they got it tore down, those parts were here. We put them back together, and it was fixed. And it's done good ever since, as far as I understand. Saved the city quite a bit of money that way. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do our own work instead of contracting people out to do the work. And if we have the tools to do it, then that's what we want to do. Believe me, I picked up the phone, I've called Rutherford and said, hey, what can we do? What can we do to work together? It's a lost cause. I think Mr. Kenny Marvin has called me, or whenever I was out campaigning, he actually said, hey, you know what we need to do? I agreed with him, and that's what we should have done. Our city limits combined. We should be working with our other city to get these things done. It's very difficult, especially when you don't get help from them at all. All you get is okay, and then next thing you know, it's done. I depend on citizens to come to me and tell me, hey, this is what you need to do. Go check on it. If it's not right, it's not right. But hey, what if it is? And I appreciate that. We've contacted our state representative. I asked him specifically, this bill right here that just passed April the 19th of 2017 was voted on 92-0. Why? I didn't vote on that. Yes, you did. No, I did not. Okay. I come in the office and I tell Nathan, I says, I need the General Assembly website pulled up and I want to see where he voted on it. Nathan pulled it up. I said, email that to him. He emailed it to him. No response. Who did I get? I get a lobbyist on the phone. That made me mad. Because all I was asking for was answers. He told me I did not vote on it. When I come in and tell my board something like that, they're going, what do we do next? You know, they sit down and make decisions, and these decisions are not made in 5 minutes. These guys sit around here, and every one of them, when we leave here, will be as nice to each other as they was when they walked in the door. But when they sit at the table, they have disagreements, they don't like something, they figure it out, and we move forward. Sometimes the citizens don't see that. I am big on not making my town look stupid, if that's the word. I don't want my grandmother that's 85 years old, I'll use that as an example, not being able to sleep at nighttime because my police chief put in there that we had such and such happen last night. I don't want that. I don't want people up in Nashville that read everything we do and go through it to think that we are some of the biggest hillbilly people you ever met. I don't want that. So that's why we do some of the things we do, and that's why we do have some of the committee meetings that we have. And are all committee meetings good? Probably not. Since J.D. Pinkerton's been at the newspaper, our committee meetings are in the newspaper. I appreciate that. It lets people know what's going on. We've contacted the comptroller's office. As I said, I spent about 15 hours on the phone with them and the attorneys. Every one of them agreed that what I said is right. But it doesn't matter because That's the accounting part of it. We've contacted Water and Wastewater Finance Board. Nathan talked to them several times. I'd come in and say, what'd you find out? Same thing I knew before. You ask my questions. Same thing I knew before. You know, it's a little disturbing. It irritates us and everything.
They're very nice.
But oh yes, they are very nice. You never have any problems, and they are good to work with. But you know what? They're ran by our Tennessee legislators. We've talked with other cities. We know what their prices are. We know that there are cities that are cheaper than us. I got off the phone today with one of the cities, and he basically told me that we're not going up. Yeah, you are. That was my answer. No, we're not. I said, watch. You're either going to do it, this board sitting right here is either going to do it, or the state's going to come in, and that $5,000 deficit is going to be a profit of about $75,000 a year. And that's what stinks about the whole situation. I don't like it. It's not fair to the lady or the man that is widowed. It doesn't bother me near as bad as it bothers my grandmother, or a senior, period, that made $6 an hour their entire life, and they turn around and have to pay these high rates, all because of an accounting principle. I don't like it. We do spend money. I am not blaming anybody but us for spending money. The money we spend is money that we have to spend to operate these systems, chemicals, everything. They closed the loophole on us. They've closed everything that we know to do. And you know what? If we can figure out a way around this, we'll figure it out, one way or the other. And we'll try and fix it. Go ahead. Going forward, we're going to reclassify some grant purchases so they don't hit the bottom line the way that they have in the past years. We're going to evaluate the water and sewer rates annually to avoid big changes in rates. Hopefully, they don't have to go up, but there's no promise. No matter who's sitting in my seat or sitting in these seats, they've all got the same rules to go by. We're looking at, right now, a budget pay. Nathan's been on the phone with some people in the past, this past week. One thing I would like to do, if my board allows it, is to go through, if you've lived here for 12 months, then we will average out your water bill for the past 12 months, and you will have an average on your water bill to where if you're paying 57 this month and 48 this month, your bill is going to be $53, and you know for the next 12 months it's going to be $53, and at the end of those 12 months it'll be reevaluated. Some people it won't help, some people it will. But if it will help a senior or somebody that needs that help to know how much their water bill is going to be every single month, then I'm going to try and help any way I can. Yeah, it's the same thing the gas company does. I think maybe the electric company started. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and I think it'd be a good idea for us to start that. And that does not mean we're not going to read your water meter, because we got to have that water meter reading every month to be able to do your next one. And if something's wrong, we're still going to pick up the phone and call you and say, hey, you got a leak. You know, let's get that fixed. Come up here and let's get that adjusted back to where it needs to be. Lobby for state exemptions. Is it going to work? Probably not. But does it hurt for citizens to call and say, hey, you know, I don't like the way this is done. We're in small town. We've got 1,000 people on our water system. You know, we're paying as much for water as we do electricity. You know, are we really? Probably not, but it's pretty close. I know a man, his electric bill was $53 and his water bill was $47. He told me he didn't use much, so. Wish mine was that much. It's not going to hurt one bit to pick up the phone and call your state representative or your state senators or whoever. It's not going to hurt at all. online payments for ease of use, credit and debit. We was going to do that a long time ago. The company that we was going through went bankrupt or went out of business or whatever they did. And it's hard to find somebody that will actually, that will connect to our computer software that will be able to tell the difference when they type it in, whether it's a tax payment or it's a water bill payment or anything else, with keeping the cost low enough, because the water bills are high enough that we're not trying to charge 4 or 5%, 6% for that charge. If anybody has any suggestions on that, we'll be glad to take it all. But I think Nathan might have found a company the other day that will be able to help out with that. At this point, we'll take a few questions, take as many questions as we need to answer. All I ask is for everybody to be respectful about it. I think everybody here tonight will be respectful about it. If you have any questions after this, then we will we'll be glad to answer any at City Hall. We'll be glad to sit down with you if you make an appointment with us, to sit down and answer the questions and go over some things and show you some things. Tonight, if there's any questions that we can't answer, I can't answer, somebody else might be able to answer, then we will get the answer. Okay?
On the email or debit, can you set it up that it's an automatic?
We can already do an automatic draft.
Because the hardest thing for me is having to come down here and pay the bill.
Right. We can already do that. If you can come in, just sit down and... I am right.
A form to fill out.
Yeah, takes 5 minutes to fill that form out. We can already do that.
I know I talked with you earlier about this, Chris. I do understand it a little bit more. But what I don't understand, I've got a garden. I've got lots of flowers that has to be watered. That water's not going to go in the sewer.
Yes, ma'am. There's not a way for us to regulate how much water you used and how much you didn't. We can look at the computer system. Right now we have an adjustment form that's one time a year, and then after that it has to come in front of the city board to be adjusted, to make a decision on readjusting after that. I'm not saying they will or they won't, but I think we can adjust off of... Go ahead.
Ms. Dorothy?
Yes.
We do several annual adjustments for people who do watering.
I got the form 1 year to fill out, and my goodness, it would have taken a college graduate to figure it out.
She graduated from college.
Okay. And
she will be glad to.
She handed me that budget and said, hand me that paper and said, go home, fill it out, and bring it back. Of course, I shredded it because I didn't know what to do.
She'll be glad to help you. We do a bunch of them.
But now, I am a senior and I live on Social Security. Every month, now since our government gave us a raise and we went backward because they raised everything else, I'm running like $100 a month deficit. Now, you know and I know, we can't go on like this for very long. We're going to be in bankruptcy. I've considered selling my house just to get away from all the expense. But I have a little dog, and I can't go into rental with him, so I'm kind of stuck. But it is, it's a hardship. And I understand you people can't help it. But I, like I told you, I live most of my life in the North. You vote on things, you have referendums. Somebody in Nashville can't come in to a little town and say, now this is what you got to do because the rest of the state's doing it. And it isn't fair.
Well, I agree with you, especially whenever you get a call on a state representative to tell you that I didn't even see the bill.
Right.
That's what made me upset more than anything.
Well, it upsets me every time I read it or every time I go and talk to them about the tax bill. And you know, school districts getting everything, counties not getting anything, counties complaining, and you say, how does this happen? You should have a referendum if they want to build a new ball field, if they want to build an auditorium, if they want to do this or that.
Right.
And let the taxpayer decide, but just, you know, they don't allow it here.
Right.
They treat us like we're children in these small cities.
True. You know, we go back and we look at, some of the things that are put in front of us, okay? I can't help what happened 15 years ago or 20 years ago. All I can do is fix those things.
Right.
I personally, along with the city board, was elected to make sure that the health and safety of the citizens of Dyer is upheld. I'm going to spend money, I promise you. I'm not going to spend any extra. When this board came in, there was alarms off of water tanks. There was valves that didn't even have covers on them. We get calls in the middle of the night from a water tank spraying Charlie Yule's house. Randy Gregory has to go up there and stick a screw in the side of the tank and put some epoxy over the edge of it. Yeah. That's the truth, is it not?
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, and yeah, and we laugh about it. But you know what? When we called to figure out what it was going to cost to get that fixed, because it had been gone for so long, $1.2 to $1.8 million.
Yeah. That wasn't funny.
We didn't like it, not one bit. We got on the phone. Nathan got on the phone. We started calling people, and we started telling them, we need help. How can we get help? You know, there's no way we would have been, if we had spent $1.8 million, I would have just resigned and went to the house because there wasn't no way I could overcome that. But you know what? I didn't do this because I don't care. I've grown up here my entire life. Just about every one of these board members sitting here, they make $48 a month. Okay?
47.
47, 32, or 38.
Clear.
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 I'm saying, you know, I don't hold it against the board. I think they're doing a wonderful job. I think you're doing a good job. But I don't understand how the state can just say, this is what you have to do. But I know it's true because, or they're lying in the paper, you know, TV, you know.
Right.
I'm a single person, and my bill runs almost $50 every month. And people that have children, or there's a couple, elderly couple, it's going to be a real hardship on them.
Right.
I
agree with that.
I want to, go ahead, I'm sorry.
My story is kind of similar to her, that she's a senior and I'm not.
Right.
And I get an average of $65 to $70 a month. It's just me and my two boys.
Right.
No washing the car, no swimming pool, no wash the house down, maybe wash once a day, but not every day. But still, and yet, I get these high water bills.
That's right.
And it's very disturbing.
That's right.
And like I said, and then on top of that, me and my kids, when they're in school and I'm at work, we're gone for over 13 hours of the day, which means water is not being used in my house for over half a day. I'm paying these high water bills, and let alone when winter comes and if things freeze over, and you have to do, you know, the base where, I mean, you have to, like, kind of like yesterday, you can pick up the next month and where you couldn't get to the meeting. That's hard.
And we agree 110% with you, because we all sit around this table and say the exact same thing that you said.
Yeah.
There's ladies and men that can't afford to go get their medication or have enough food at the end of the month or whatever because they had to pay high water bills, the electric bills, their gas bills and everything else. That's why I asked my board, I said, I want to have a town hall meeting. I promised I would have one if water rates ever increased to explain and help people understand, get questions, and they can help us. Hey, we're ready. We want all the help we can get. So if at any time there is anything that we can do, I promise you we will do it. You know, we're not just sitting here doing this just because we enjoy it, you know.
We would love to talk to her after the meeting and get her address and check her consumption and make sure there's not a small leak or something there that we might be able to help them find.
Okay. Go ahead.
My question is, as my understanding is, our bills are flat rate versus whether you use 1 gallon. If you leave your house
for a month
and you come home, you still have a $50-$60 water bill waiting on you.
There is a base rate there.
That to me is, excuse my language, it's ridiculous. Why can't it be y'all figure out a way for everybody to pay per gallon instead of this lady right here? She shouldn't be responsible to pay a flat rate when she's not using the first amount that y'all have decided to allot the citizens of the city.
Nathan, you had to answer that question.
Mr. Kelly, Doug, the state hasn't mandated it, but they have suggested very heavily that we pay for the fixed cost of the plant, the stuff that doesn't change whether you pump 1 gallon or 100 gallons, a million gallons, on the base rate. And so things like insurance, electricity, depreciation, part of a lot of these costs, they want us to pay for that with a flat fee that doesn't include any gallonage, doesn't include any usage.
Well, I understand. But the difference is, like you said, it's a flat rate of how many gallons you pump. Okay, if you pump 1 gallon, it's going to cost 1 cent to pump that 1 gallon. So that rate doesn't equal out to what y'all are telling me.
The thing is, the plant and the pipes and the ground, whether there's water going to your house or not, those pipes still have to be replaced after a time period. There's still maintenance that has to be done on equipment if you don't even run it, just so that when you get ready to run it, it's ready. And that's all of that kind of maintenance that is incurred no matter what we do is factored into the base charge. I'll tell you a story, and most of y'all that know me, a bunch of y'all do know I'm big on big stories. I worked in the telephone business for 14 years, and we found a telephone line for a company in Humboldt that they didn't know what the line was for. And we called the phone company, and they told us where the address was, and I went to that address, and it was an empty field. And I called the phone company, and I said, "Ma'am," I said, there's not a building here. I've checked with the owner, and they said they hadn't had a building here in 10 years. And the lady at the AT&T told me, well, it was there for them. Now, that didn't make me very happy. But in this case, the facilities that it takes to deliver your water are there whether you pump any water or no water. If it's on, it's there. You could structure a rate easily that just did a per gallon charge, but the state encourages us heavily. This is not a regulation yet, but this is...
It's coming.
They encourage us very heavily to say, okay, the fixed costs need to be paid for with a base rate, and the variable cost of production need to be paid for with the per gallon charge. And so that's the way the rate is structured.
Well, is there any way that y'all can reverse that? You know, charge us for what we use, and then hit us on the back end if we go over to encourage us to not use as much water or be as wasteful.
I mean, there's a way to structure a rate to do about anything. It's just not the recommended way that they've asked us to structure our rate. That's not a decision that I make. That's a decision that the board would make. But that would not be the state's recommendation.
See, this is almost like something like our local gas company does, which I'm in the process of getting a petition signed and going forward. At my house, the only gas that I use is in the wintertime to heat the home.
Mine too.
Now, in the summertime, I get a bill every month for $10. They call it a maintenance fee. So every time I send in my check, I tell them to come out that my meter's dirty or something like that, which I do the same thing here when I pay my check with the check. I always put a memo. The water's too hot. I'm sorry. I mean, yes, I have this crude sense of humor, if you want to call it. And I think that's ridiculous. Now, as I talked to the gas company down here, and I asked them, what was the difference between me? So I told him, I said, all right, so I don't use it, just come out here and shut it off. Well, so calculate the months out of the year that I don't use the gas, and I shut it off, and I go back and turn it off, I don't, I still have to be paid
regardless.
It's going to be paid regardless.
So I mean, it's the water here, I think I called this next one time when I got my water bill, and I tried to figure it out. And it had some gallon rate. I set it home, and I did my base rate, and I got it. My water bill was like $123. And granted, I have 6 kids at the house and 2 adults. And I do, like this lady says, she has little flower gardens and stuff. When I moved in this house over here, the landscaping was completely barren. It was just... So I had these little flower gardens and stuff out there. It's not a lot, but I do have to water every day. And I didn't know that y'all offered the assessment fee or whatever she was saying to do that. Maybe y'all should let the citizens know that they can. This city here, I moved to this city out of every city in the state of Tennessee.
Right.
I moved here for this town, specifically for the school in Gibson County.
And our water. we're trying to limit this, and I'm not cutting you off, okay? But set up an appointment, come by, sit down, talk with us, and we'll see if there's something that we can do. We want to make it fair for everybody.
One other thing is, you know, now that I'm listening, I mean, my yeast, I think it grows 700 gallons a month.
Okay.
I pay the same as everybody else, and I don't complain about it. The thing I complained about was not being able to put it on my debit card or have it automatically grown
right.
Because I've got a lot of other stuff that, you know, I pay the...
We are working on getting that fixed, though.
Okay, but the other thing I really want to mention is I would like to help set up a fund for the people that can't afford to pay the extra.
Okay.
I talked to the electric company about it, and we're working on it. But, you know, with all the laws you got going, is that going to be a problem?
I don't know. I can't answer that question.
Okay, well.
But I can check on it.
I appreciate that.
Well, if I can say one more thing, and I'll leave it alone.
Okay.
What is our, how many gallons are we allotted for the base rate?
Zero. That base rate is regulated for, like Nathan said, it's regulated for maintenance. I mean, because if you do it the way you want to do it, that means that the price is going to be the exact same amount. It's just going to cost somebody else. When we have to come out and dig up your yard and fix something, that cost goes into that. Yes, sir.
Chris, you were saying something about the software that we have as a city is not compatible, Nathan, with some other companies in order for us to have online payments and online billing.
We want to, Mr. Marvin, we want to be able to offer.
Sir?
We want to be able to offer payments for tax, for utility, for court costs, for everything that we take up here. within reason. There's a couple of weird fees that we wouldn't collect online, but we want to be able to offer, especially property tax and utility billing. Most software companies specialize in one or the other. But we found a software company that will do all of it.
CFA?
No.
They do a lot of municipality billing. And is it cost or the fact that we've got to change our software to match theirs?
Well, CSA, of course, offers software.
Yes, sir.
They don't do municipal management software that does everything that ours does. They specialize in utility billing.
Okay.
And they're a great company, by the way. I mean, but the company that we're looking at integrates directly with our software. Every day at 6 a.m. it would upload tax information, it would upload utility information, and you could get online and say, this is what my bill was, this is what I want to pay. If it works as well as I hope and as well as they suggest, it's going to be, and I'm a computer geek, you know that. It's going to be gorgeous.
And what savings to us is this going to be with what we're talking about tonight? Because I think it's the water that we're really concerned about tonight. Is there going to be that much of a savings for us from not having to print bills, mail, et cetera, or is this going to be a break-even process? And when is the expectation of having this available to the citizens?
It would be a break-even process because the costs associated with processing the transactions will be part of the fee that you pay. And so it'll be a flat rate plus a percentage. That's the way most of these things are structured. Now, right now, we have about 50 people signed up for e-billing, which is really great. We'll email you a copy of your bill. Are you guys signed up? I can't remember. Well, there's a form on the website. You go fill it out, and you'll get one next month.
Did you put this in the paper that when this was available? I'm asking.
Yes, we did.
I did.
When?
We did. It's back
about a year.
Yeah, about a year ago.
Was it in the city?
It was also on the water bill on the Saturday.
Actually, just turn up. Look right there on the TV. That's the same announcement we made.
Okay. So you got 50 people signed up out of 1,000.
Yes, sir.
All right, so marketing that hasn't been very good then, maybe.
We've marketed it on Facebook every couple of months, every couple of weeks. I don't want to hit that too hard because I don't want to be unsubscribed to it. When I post something, I want you to see it.
Yes.
But we've got several people. But right now, we're still sending paper bills to those same people because most of these folks said, please send me a paper bill. If it were me, I don't want the paper bill.
I don't either.
What's it cost to mail me a bill, out of curiosity?
How much is it, Darren?
29 cents.
Is it 29? No, it's not even that much.
It's 25.
Okay. So
if we had
250 people that would sign up for this, it would save us how much is that, $25?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's not a huge savings, but it's certainly something. It's a lot of headache, isn't it, actually?
I understand. Thank you for answering that question.
And I would love to show it to you sometime. You come up
How
here.
How secure is their cyber threat to us, and do they have that? Because that is the big issue as well.
It is 100% PCI compliant, 1024-bit encryption, and it will look like it's our website, but it's not.
Thank you. You've answered my question.
Yes, sir. You had really good ones, too. Could you tell me
about this, please?
Yes, sir.
Number one, I hate that I wasted all those California trees printing out that form for y'all when Nathan said he already had it.
No.
But, you know, California has a lot of trees. Second comment, I'm not defending our state representative, but as we know, people in government, they vote for a lot of things that they don't ever look at and read, and that's probably what he did. It was probably attached as an amendment to something else, and he said, the heck with it, aye.
Right.
So you really can't fault him for not reading every piece of information that comes across. Now, if I still teach at school, I say, yeah, you should.
What? You're contradicting yourself, though.
Third comment. Thank you for doing this for us tonight.
Yes, sir.
Much appreciated.
My biggest concern was I do not want to withhold any information from anybody. And I can't go out and walk to every single door and dire. We would have had this at the gymnasium or where we needed to have that. if that be the case. We had already made plans to, if there were more people here than we could carry, to move the fire trucks out, sit down there, and spread chairs out and have it down there. So, you guys know we're the biggest liars around. We don't know what we're doing. We're the biggest idiots that you've ever seen. You know, and the thing about it is, honestly, I wish that we could pick up the city of Rutherford, put on 500 and something more subscribers. We already make that amount of water to do. We can pump their tanks higher than what it is. And I don't really want to get into this too much, but it would help everybody out in most cities. Mm-hmm. But it's not going to happen.
Have you tried honey instead of vinegar?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we actually showed them where they could, MTS could cut $200,000. Mm-hmm. Just gone. It's not going to happen. It's pride, though, Mr. Tommy. It's pride. It's pride. And I've explained it's against the law for us to profit. It is. And we're not profiting by what I showed you earlier. You know, right here. This is where we're going to be at, even with the increase. $5,320.81. This board sat down here and went through this budget and made sure that everything that they could cut was cut. But they also want to have good equipment, good drinking water, good sewer for everybody here, and there are no health hazards.
I'd just like to say a couple things. My son used to work drilling the wells throughout the irrigation and stuff. And the number one concern that they have about taking, like, pond water is you're pumping so many gallons of water out that if you don't have a deep well like you guys got, you're going to be out of water. Not only that, the chemicals that these guys are putting on the field are going to end up in the pond.
Well, we do have a very, very deep well. I think it's 250-something feet, I believe. Is that right? 275 feet deep. And it costs quite a bit for anytime anything goes wrong to pull that thing out and get it fixed or whatever. We had some problems just last year. It cost us about $13,000, I believe, what it was.
Twice.
On two different wells. We didn't know if it was an electricity problem running in and causing us a problem, what it was. We had TVA out here checking it out. And they're great to work with. I mean, they come and help us all the time. Anytime you call them, they're here. But then you have to call these companies and everything to come in because we can't do that. We can't afford the equipment to do that. And we don't have the manpower to do it. So, you know, me personally, I appreciate the board members that are sitting here. They work. They really, really do work very hard. They do complain a lot. But, no, they are really good guys. And they will sit down and try to do what's right. They may not understand it all the time. But I don't understand it all the time. But we go for the answers before we get to them to make sure that when they get the answer, they have choices of what you can do and what's best for the ratepayer or the taxpayer. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say thanks for having the meeting. I know most of the board members used to be a real regular.
So we've gotten better.
But you've gotten better.
Okay.
You really have. And my situation is better sometimes out there.
You're going to have a few problems every now and then, but we'll try to
take care of it. Thank you.
Ma'am. Anybody else?
I like the idea of the budget.
Oh, you said that? Okay. We are. We have not presented that in front of the board yet. They do know we're discussing it. But we have not presented that to them because we want to make sure we got it right before we bring it to them. And then once we get it to them, they will figure out even more than what we figure out. So, yes, sir.
Who figures out the budget for the water, police, and sewer? Who does the budget each year?
Nathan sits down and goes through the budget.
Who do these department heads sit down and do their own budget?
This, the city board does. Oh, yes. Yes, sir. First of all, the department head sits down, writes in what they need and what they don't need. They send it to City Hall. Nathan then puts it in the calculation from last year, takes out the last year number, puts the new numbers in. Then he brings it to me. And then I go through there and I cut. No, we don't need that. No. And I'll give you a prime example.
It's true.
And I'm going to throw Willie under the bus right here. But.
No, I don't want you to throw Willie under the bus.
It's okay.
I'm going to ask you if Randy figures out the budget for the water each year.
Yes, absolutely.
And then he presents it to Nathan or whoever on the board to.
And then he presents it to Nathan. Nathan types it in. Nathan brings it to me. I look at it. And then if I have questions, I go back to Randy and say, what is this? Why do we need this? Well, we really probably don't need it, but we're going to have to do it in the next 5 years.
Okay.
And then I bring it to the board. The board sits down. We discuss it. We have Subway or whatever. And we sit here for 4 or 5 hours, discuss it. We leave. We come back and do it again and again until we finally get it done.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Willie asked for a $35,000 truck, and he knew what he was doing the whole time. He said, if I ask for a $35,000 truck, I can get a $3,500 truck. You know, he brought it in, I cut it, and then the board cut it. So, you know, his truck is, if you want to know where his truck's at, it's at the fire department. My main goal is to make sure everybody understands, and the same goal for this city board is to make sure everybody understands. Because number one, we don't need people running around saying, these guys are idiots. They have no idea. Because that don't only make us look bad. It makes our whole entire town look bad. And we do not want that. We're trying to improve this town and do the best we can. And at any time, Mr. Tommy does it. Mr. Tommy will get you out. He'll say, hey, what'd you do this for? We'll give the right answer, wrong answer. But you know what? We appreciate that.
I'll vote for you. It's the right answer.
We appreciate
Mr. Tommy will send me an email, and if I don't get back to him in 24 hours, he says, are you going to answer my email?
But, you know, we honestly appreciate that because it keeps us on our toes, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not doing it for fun. Mm-hmm. I go home, and I can't sleep at night. I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure some of these guys are the same way. And I try to be here as many days of the week as I can. But as a part-time mayor and as a part-time board, it makes it difficult on every one of us. But that's fine. That's what we signed up to do, and we're not complaining about it at all. So, my main objective is to understand that our water and sewer is completely different than our general fund, which pays for everything else. And I think you guys have probably read it. You're going to see a new police car on the road.
Yeah.
It was paid for half by grant money. We're selling another vehicle to help pay for some of that, to offset the cost. We are not going out and buying 5 police cars or 3 police cars at one time anymore. That is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened, and we're fixing that. We are going to change them out one at a time as we can afford to do it without borrowing the money. And as long as we can get a grant and we're out $14,000 or $15,000, that's what we're going to do. We know we're going to be prosecuted for that or whatever you want to call it. But you know what? It's going to save us money, it's going to help us, and it's going to help our officers to be able to do their job better. And it's going to be safer on everybody.
One thing I like about that, you guys don't give tickets to make money.
No, we do not. We do not just write tickets just because. We did write a lot of tickets in the past month, and I'll be honest with you, it was a lot of tickets. Do you get one?
Oh, Ken.
Well, and they are. I'll be honest with you. I started getting knocks on my doors at 11:30 at night and everything. And I told them, I said, hey, guys, go do your job.
Thank you.
You know?
I think that's what the citizens want.
That's right. It is.
That's right.
And you know, And our guys they're not writing tickets for a 32 and a 25. They're writing tickets for 50 something and a 25. It's ridiculous that people run that fast, but they do. Said it's your house. Yeah, it's your house.
That's on Main Street.
Don't sit in my house.
Damn. There's a speed bump from your house. They can't run out
of here.
If there's not any more questions, we're gonna go ahead and move on. But first of all, me personally, I want to thank everybody that came tonight. I really appreciate everybody coming. Second of all, I want to thank my city board for coming. When I told them that I was going to do this, they looked at me like, really? You know? They said, and I said, look, I promised I would do this. I'm going to do what I promised I was going to do. We are going to work hard for you, every single one of us. We don't have the right answers all the time. But if we figure out that it's wrong, we will correct it. So, like I said, thank you for coming. And if there's anything we can do for you, please make an appointment at City Hall. I'm in here part of the time. They're here all the time. Just come by. If you don't like the answer they give them, call me or one of your aldermen, and we'll try and help you with it. So, thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.